Moncrief on News Talk.
Yesterday in Dublin, a Kashmir sapphire diamond ring was sold at auction for over €500,000. The original valuation was between 8 and 12 grand. Claire Lawrence Melistre is head of the jewellery and watch department at Adams, where the auction took place. Claire, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Why was the original valuation so low compared to what it went for?
Because we didn't know yet that it was a Kashmir origin. So what happens is when I value the pieces, I do it on the assumption when he doesn't have a certificate. So that's when I actually, when I saw the colour of the sapphire, I just thought it's too good to be true, but I need to get it tested just to see. And that's when we found out it was Kashmir.
Okay, and what does that mean, Kashmir?
Kashmir is a region, it's an origin where it comes from. And the mine was depleted over 100 years ago. So that means that they're extremely rare and very rarely come up for auction.
Right, okay. And so, and the ring itself, is it really the sapphire that's the valuable aspect?
Completely, absolutely. In fact, usually Kashmir sapphires are on Victorian jewellery, given that that's when the mine was discovered, was in the 19th century. So this sapphire was definitely remounted later in the 40s, because that was a mount from the 40s.
Okay, and how old was it then, do you know? The ring, as you said, is the 1940s, but the sapphire itself?
That would be mid-19th century, so yeah. Over 100 years old.
Yeah, and the people who had owned it?
They didn't know.
It's
the son that inherited the jewellery and who was selling, and he wasn't aware of it at all.
Wow.
Yes,
so he didn't really, I suppose I know, to have too much detail on the provenance of it itself and where it had originally come from.
Well, I can say that it came from a family in France.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Were they wearing it, or was this at this stage of the game?
It was in really bad shape, actually. All the jewellery, I had it cleaned. I had I had everything cleaned and everything in order to sell it. So it hadn't been worn in years. He just inherited them a few years ago and decided to go ahead and sell them.
Yeah.
Now.
And where do you have to go? Or do you have to send the ring somewhere to get it tested?
So what happened is that I had it tested in a lab. We don't have any labs here, unfortunately. Mm. So I had to send it to a lab in London that told me confirmed that it was Kashmir. So then for such a big value, you have to have this world-renowned lab that will confirm that it's Kashmir. So then I had it tested in Switzerland.
Oh my God, so the ring did a bit of travelling?
With me in my pocket.
With you in your pocket?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I suppose, you know, on a kind of DHL, lost it in the post kind of scenario.
But
when you realised how much it was probably worth, then we were a bit nervous travelling around with this thing.
No, I wasn't. It's when you're nervous that you lose things.
Okay, but when you're like going through, security
and
stuff.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's Europe, so it's fine.
And then, after you'd authenticated that it was a Kashmir, what was your estimate then as to what you thought?
So then, we found out it was Kashmir right after 2 hours I had gone to print. Mm. So I had time to amend it in the online version, 150 to 250, knowing it was a conservative estimate, but I wanted to also make the excitement as well, and people to really be interested. So we had people flying all over the world to come and see it.
Oh my! And because these things don't come up very often.
It's the first time in Ireland at auction.
Yeah,
and it's also my first time here in Ireland. Well, obviously since it's in Ireland, but yeah, it's very rare.
Yeah, and that would be the highest price paid for a ring, would it be in Ireland?
It's the highest, I would say so, at auction, highest. And also it's the highest per carat worldwide lately in the recent years. So when you value something for a result like that, for sapphires, you'll be calculating per carat. So this ring made a little over 100,000 a carat. And we haven't seen that in a few years anywhere.
Okay. So that would be a factor in what people would bid in as to how many carats are in it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And this one was 6.22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Crikey. And also as well, though, I mean, they really didn't know what they had, didn't they? As I understood it, There was a necklace that was valued at between 8 and 12 grand, went for 48.
So these were natural pearls, and there's some pieces of jewellery like coloured stone and natural pearls that really are investment pieces, and people are really, their value really grows in recent years. And that was also 8 to 12, and he went for
48,000.
That's as well a great price, especially for the quality of those pearls. That was really a great price.
Yeah. Does this kind of thing happen very often, that there's such a dramatic difference between, you know, the estimate and what it goes for?
Well, you do want, I always advise my clients to go with a good estimate that will attract people. If you're too punchy with your estimates, sometimes people will just be looking at something else in the catalogue. So I know it's always people a bit, there's a lot of sentimental value with people selling their jewellery. So they're very attached to it. But I always tell them, if you trust me and put the right estimate, we'll have more chances to sell it at a higher value.
Mm. Now, but though I assume, though, the ring, mm-hmm. That's a very specialized thing. And as you said, people were flying in from around the world, mm-hmm. To bid on this. Mm. Are there people who would be collectors of this kind of thing who are just keeping an eye out all the time? Or would you alert certain bidders because you know they might?
There's definitely people alerted. I alerted people because I knew they're collectors. So as soon as I knew it was confirmed to be cashmere, I had made a few calls to people that I know would be interested. But then you've got also people that hear about it and then would be new bidders as well that I didn't know about. So it's a bit of both, yeah.
Yeah, and the ring's gone out of the country, I assume.
It's still here, but it will be going out of the country. Unfortunately, I really hope that next time I get a cashmere, I can get people here to understand the value and understand that this will grow in value every year. So
yeah. The person who owns it, though, the security, I assume, would have to be fairly intense to keep it safe.
Well, it's something that you say you ship with a security secured shipper. It's something that with insurance, etc. So they're used to it's actually in the world of jewelry. You can ship it. Just it's not going to be DHL, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. No disrespect to DHL, very fine courier firm. But though this person won't be kind of getting on the Ryanair flight with it in their pocket.
Doubt it, no.
Yeah, probably not. Claire, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Claire Morris, Melestre, Head of Jewellery and Watch Department at Adams.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.